Okay, let's take a look at a sample IEP. As you know, your IEP will be written on the new template that the Department of Education has. This IEP example is on the old template. However, I have adjusted some of the content to help you as you navigate the inclusion IEP. One of the major pieces of this IEP, a couple of things. One of them is you're going to try to elicit meaningful participation in an inclusive manner for the families and for all of the members of the team. So you will find in the example IEP sections that are highlighted for you. As you write your IEP, I want you to write down how you're going to get responses in each section to help guide you as you start writing this. So for example, in the parent and student concerns on this example IEP, you will note that it says before the meeting, I would ask the parents their concerns by, say, a survey and what they would like to see in their child's IEP. During the meeting, I will ask the parents to share their main concerns from the form or survey that they would like to see in their child's IEP. Again, it's about eliciting responses and information from the family. Down in the section with student strengths, in the highlighted section, again, you're going to write how you would get this information from the team, from the family. You'll notice that the family does have some information in this section. So it says, you know, before the IEP meeting, I would ask each member of the team, and it goes on to say something about a Google form, and we're going to have the family talk a little bit about the strengths, the team's going to talk about the strengths, and we're going to put it in this document. Again, this is for you to work through, to help you, and you're going to write this at the beginning of each section, just so you're giving yourself that opportunity to say, how will I get everyone's participation in this IEP document? So I would like you to do that in every section. This writing is pretty straightforward in terms of the student strengths and key evaluation results. You know you did a lot of work in this area in the IEP class, but for the purposes of this class, that student profile you're writing for your co-teaching lessons will be really important. And you can see how it's laid out here. And this translates very well to the new IEP document, to the new template. The vision statement, again, notice the yellow section that you're going to write that indicates how you're going to elicit a response from those participating. And then we go into the present levels of educational performance. And you'll notice the information about the student's disability and the accommodations. Notice, again, the yellow sections. That's just to highlight for you. And you will do this in the IEP template. So just remember that that's part of this. It looks a little bit different because this is a different template. We have presentation, response, setting, and timing for your accommodations. And then this part is about the specially designed instruction, right? So that's the most important part as you get closer to where the goals are in the IEP document. When you do get to current levels, current performance levels, and measurable annual goals, you're remembering that we have highly measurable goals that are SMART goals. I did give you in the previous slide a formula to help you if you're struggling with measurability. And you will note in the example IEP how these goals are worded to help with this specially designed instruction happening in the general education classroom. So that's really the purpose of that. In this example IEP for contents, in goal one and two, we have reading is goal one, and in goal two, it's mathematics. When you get to the service delivery page, you're going to notice that there's a consultation piece for this IEP. And it's for goals one and two, so reading and math. the special education teacher is consulting with the general education teacher one day a week for 15 minutes. And then that middle section is time in general education. So this student is spending all of their time in general education. So it's 80% or more in general education. We're not pulling the student out. So the section here is showing you on the service delivery page of this example IEP, 8 out of 14, that's the page number. The service delivery is showing a goal in reading that's happening 5 days a week for 45 minutes each day, and a goal in math that is happening 5 days a week, 45 minutes each day. Make sure you are checking all of the boxes as necessary for schedule of participation outside of the student's classroom, which really should not be happening. They're in the general education for all of the time, so that doesn't really apply. We also have the other part regarding state and district assessments. So make sure you take a look at all of those sections as well. Again, you have this for content, and you can take a look at this. You have a couple of other resources to help you. And if you need any additional help, you can always contact me, and I'm happy to help you and look over anything that you would like me to take a look at.